Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that I can spend time reading the scripture, the promises of God with you, and we pray together by faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God, and we put the word of God in our heart so that we have faith and we can pray according to the promise of God. I would like to start by reading the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 12, and we pray together. Then said the Lord to me, "You have seen well, for I am alert." Our God is alert and active. Our God is not sleeping and inert. He's alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. I like this. He said that he is watching over what he say, and he shall perform it. He shall make it happen. It will come to pass. But we need to approach him and receive the manifestation of his promises by faith and by prayer. We're going to pray together and believe that God is faithful and he will do what he say. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Yeah, he will do it, what he say. Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Everything that God has spoken will come to manifestation. And that's my experience. I always stand on, hang on to the promise of God. I don't want to walk by sight. I walk by faith. I'm going to hold on to the promise of God and keep believing, standing in faith and praying and believing until his promises will come to pass in my life. And that happened to me so many times. When I got some sickness, I keep praying, by stripe of Jesus Christ, I'm healed. And eventually, I was healed, and my wife was healed. So let us read some scripture here. We do our part, and God will do his part according to his promises. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. My brother and sister, do you believe God is good? God has no bad things at all, and he wants to do his good things to those who wait for him and to the soul who seeks him. I believe you are those people who wait for God and seek him. In another version, the Bible says, I'm going to read from another version, NIV. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. We put our hope in him. And to the one who seeks him, I believe we're going to have hope in God together, and we're going to seek him together. In another version, in NLT, say, the Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. Let us depend on God, and let us search for his help and his goodness. Let me read another translation, TLB, the Living Bible. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him, and to those who seek for him. Wow, again and again we can see God going to show his goodness to those who wait on God and seek him. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for him, to those who seek him, inquire of and for him, and require him by right of necessity and on the authority of God's word, in the Amplified Bible. Let us believe God together that he is good to us because we are seeking him right now. We put our hope in him and we want to do his will. Let us pray. Father, I pray with my brothers and sisters that you're going to show your goodness to my brother and sister who wait on you, who seek you with all their heart, Lord. Lord, you show your goodness in their family life, in their health, in their work, their business, their finances, their relationship, their parenting, to their children, to the thousandth generation. Lord, you open heaven and pour good things upon their life, Lord. And they shall taste and see the goodness of your love, your mercy, and your power, Lord. Father, I believe my brother and sister will experience the goodness of God in their life. Lord, the devil cannot do bad things to them because your protection is on them, and they shall really walk and step into the open door of good things and good breaks. Father, Lord, we believe together our life will be full of your good things, Lord. Wisdom, favor, grace, victory, prosperity, divine health, and success, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let me read another scripture in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16, the promise of God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. In another version, that was New King James Version. How about another version? I will seek that which was lost and bring back that which has strayed. And I will bandage the hurt and the crippled, and will strengthen the weak and the sick. This is from another version, Amplified Version. Let us believe God together. When we come to God, He will bandage our wound, heal our broken-hearted spirit inside here, and He will strengthen us when we are weak. I believe that some of you have been hurt by your relative in the past. You have wound in your heart. Maybe somebody cheat you, they borrow your money, but they don't return money to you. Or maybe your parents or your brothers did not treat you justly and fairly, and you get hurt. Maybe somebody really betrayed you in your past, your boyfriend, girlfriend dumped you. Or maybe you were treated unfairly in the church. Whatever, God can heal you. God can strengthen you so that you can rise up again and serve the Lord and run your race to the finish line, and the promise of God shall be fulfilled, and you will get to your God's given destiny. Let us pray together that God can heal you and strengthen you. Father, I believe in my heart that you are the strengthener. You are the healer. You are the way maker. You are the deliverer. I pray, Father, you shall heal and bandage the wound of my brother and sister. You shall strengthen them and give them grace. You shall help them to forget the past, rise up and move on to the bright future that you have set before them, and they will get to their destiny, Father. Lord, touch them right now. Heal them right now. Give them a new heart, a really soft spirit, the spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of steadfastness, Lord. I believe, Lord, that their life shall be full of blessing, and you shall use them to be the blessing to the nation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I would like to read one more scripture, Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good. Again, the Lord is good. A strength and stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows, recognizes, has knowledge of, and understands those who take refuge and trust in Him. My brother and sister, I believe God is your stronghold. God is your strength. Whatever you're facing right now, maybe you're facing some mountains in your life or some challenges and difficulties and trials and tests. I pray right now that you're going to take refuge and trust in Him, and He's going to give you strength and victory. Father, we come together in Jesus' name. We believe, Lord, you are our strength, our stronghold. You are our help, and you're going to help my brother and sister, Father, to be able to overcome the problem in their life. They shall be victorious through this trial. They shall see the victory. They shall see the breakthrough. They shall be strong enough to go through this dark valley of their life. They're going to come out from this dark valley, and they're going to see the healing. Maybe they are facing incurable disease right now. They are facing some problem in their life, some bad report. I pray, Lord, they will come out from the sickness and the disease, the addiction, the financial problem, the failure in their life. They shall have victory by your grace, by your power, by what Jesus has done for them at the cross. They shall see the breakthrough and victory in their finances, in their health, in their life. The addiction will be gone. The sickness will be gone in Jesus' mighty name. The debt will be paid off. Every good thing will happen to my brother and sister. And you shall strengthen them and give them faith to speak to the mountain in their life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Wow, wonderful. It's so wonderful to pray together. You can come back again in this series of prayer together called Praying God Promises. And you listen to the word and pray with me. And we're going to see miracle and breakthrough together. God bless you. Thank you for spending time with me. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,